Hey listeners, day number 27 of our book, first book, Attitude is Everything by Jeff Keller, Subha Priyanka Goyal. So, hum apne almost aakhri kuch lessons pe hain of this book, that is lesson number 10, which says, confront your fears and grow. And as I told you, Jeff Keller एक पैटर्न फॉलो करते हैं अपनी बुक में. विद एवरी लेसन, न्यू लेसन ही स्टार्ट विद ए फ्रेज बाय ए वेरी फेमस पर्सनालिटी. सो दिस टाइम इट इज, डू द थिंग यू फियर एंड डेथ ऑफ फियर इज सर्टेन. अगेन, डू द थिंग यू फियर एंड द डेथ ऑफ फियर इज सर्टेन. एज अ सेट इन द ऑडियंस लिसनिंग टू मोटिवेशनल स्पीकर Gil Eagles, little did I know that one sentence was about to change my life. Gil Eagle gave a marvelous presentation that day. He had many valuable things to say, but there was one line, one absolute gem that stands out. Here's what he said: if you want to be successful, you must be willing to be uncomfortable. If you want to be successful, you must be willing to be uncomfortable. I will never forget those words. And Gil was right on the money. To achieve your goals and realize your potential, you must be willing to be uncomfortable, to do things that you are afraid to do. That's how you develop your potential. Sounds so simple, doesn't it? And yet, what do most people do when they face a frightening situation or a new activity? They back away from the fear. They don't take action. I know, because that's what I did for the first 30 years of my life. And I can tell you without hesitation that it's a losing strategy. Show me a successful person and I will show you someone who confronts his or her fears and takes action. Examining our fears. Have you ever been afraid or anxious before trying a new or a challenging activity? Has that fear ever stopped you from taking action? I'm sure you have been paralyzed by fear at one time or another in your life. I know, because I have. That's simply part of being human. Of course, every person has a different fear threshold. What frightens one person to death might have little impact on someone else. For example, to some, speaking in public or starting a new business is scary. Others might be fearful about asking someone for directions or for a date. Regardless of how trivial or silly you believe your fears, maybe this lesson applies to you. When I talk about fear, I'm not referring to physical risks that might injure you or endanger your health, such as diving off cliffs in Acapulco or bungee jumping. I'm scared of those things too, and I have no plans to do either of them. What I am talking about here are those challenges that stand in the way of your personal and professional growth. These are the things that scare you, but which you know are necessary if you're going to get what you want in life. Next heading, the comfort zone. When you are gripped by fear and anxiety, it's usually because you are stepping out of your comfort zone. Let's take some time to discuss this important concept and how it relates to our success and the development of our potential. Each of us has a comfortable zone, a zone of behavior that is familiar to us and where we feel comfortable and safe. Think of your comfort zone as the inside of a circle. Ek circle ke andar is comfort zone. Aur success kahan hoti hai? Us circle ke bahar. The activities and situations that lie inside the circle are non-threatening and familiar. हम एक ही चीज़ करते रहते हैं and comfortable होते हैं and comfortable होते हैं. तो क्या होता है वो एक ही चीज़ है जो हम बार बार करे जा रहे हैं, तो हमें आदत पड़ चुकी है उस चीज़ की, right? There is a routine. Part of your everyday life, the things you can do with no sweat. In this category are tasks such as speaking to your friends or co-workers or filling out the daily paperwork at your job. However, occasionally you face experiences or challenges that are outside your comfort zone. These are represented by the X. X matlab unhone ek छोटा सा एक डायग्राम बनाया हुआ है जिसमें उन्होंने एक सर्कल बनाया हुआ है और उसके अंदर लिखा है कंफर्ट जोन. एंड उस सर्कल के बाहर लगभग एक उंगली बाहर उन्होंने एक्स लिखा हुआ है और उसके ब्रैकेट में लिखा है स्लाइटली अफ्रेड. उन्होंने थोड़ा सा और ऊपर एक और एक्स लिखा हुआ है और उसके ब्रैकेट में लिखा है टेरिफाइड. सो बेसिकली व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, हम उस सर्कल के जितनी जितनी दूर जाने की सोच रहे हैं उतना उतना हमारा डर ज़्यादा है. सो द हाउ एवर यू ओकेजनली फेस एक्सपीरियंसेस चैलेंजेस दैट आर आउटसाइड योर कम्फर्ट जोन, दीज आर प्रेजेंटेड बाय एक्स. ये उन्हीं दो एक्स की बात कर रहा है. जितनी दूर होगा द मोर अफ्रेड यू आर टू पार्टिसिपेट इन दैट एक्टिविटी. सो जस्ट थिंक ऑफ वन ऐसी कुछ चीज़ जिसमें तुम यू आर नॉट वेरी मच कंफर्टेबल, हमेशा तुम्हारा रिलक्टेंटली नो होता है. सो दैट इज द फार मोस्ट एक्स इन योर लाइफ. व्हेन फेस्ड विद समथिंग आउटसाइड योर कंफर्ट जोन यू सडनली फील नर्वस, योर पाम्स बिकम स्वेटी एंड योर हार्ट पाउंड्स. यू बिगिन टू वंडर, will I be able to handle it? Will others laugh at me? What will my friends and relatives say? As you look at the diagram above, what does the X represent for you? In other words, what fear is holding you back from reaching the next level of success or fulfillment in your life? Is it fear of approaching new prospects? Is it fear about changing careers? Is it fear about learning new skills? Is it fear of going back to school? Is it fear of telling other people what's on your mind? Or is it a fear of public speaking? Whatever that X represents for you, just be honest and admit it. My guess is that thousands, if not millions, of people have the very same fear you have. In fact, let's take a closer look at what most people are afraid of. During many of my presentations, I distribute index cards to the audience members and ask them to write down anonymously the fears that are standing in the way of their professional or personal growth. Then I collect the cards and read them aloud. What do you think people write on those index cards? The most audiences, regardless of profession or geographical location, the same answers come up again and again. Here are some of the most common fears they identify. First, public speaking. In virtually every group, this is the fear number one. The vast majority of people are terrified about speaking in front of a group of people. Second, hearing the word no or having their ideas rejected. This response is very common among salespeople, especially those who make cold calls. Third, changing jobs or starting their own business. Over the years, I've noticed that more and more people are listing this fear. We have a lot of unhappy workers in corporate America today, and they yearn for a more satisfying work environment but they are afraid to do anything about it. Fourth, telling managers or executives negative news. What the managers or executives don't want to hear. This one is self-explanatory. Fifth, talking to people in upper management. Many entry-level workers and even managers are terrified about speaking to executives in the company. They even hesitate to make small talk with the president or CEO of their organization, for fear they will say something silly or appear stupid. Sixth, fear of failure. Those who won't try something new for fear that it won't work out. We'll tackle this issue in more depth in next lesson. Well, are you surprised by any of the fears on this list? Do you have any of them now? Or have you had them in the past? The truth is, the overwhelming majority of people experience these fears at some point in their lives. And if you have some fears that weren't on this list, don't worry about it. You're stronger than any of your fears. And you can overcome them. When confronted with an anxiety-producing event, most people will retreat to avoid the fear and anxiety. That's what I used to do. You see, backing away does relieve the fear and anxiety that would have resulted if you followed through with the activity. For instance, if someone asks you to make a presentation within your company and you decline, you save yourself the sleepless nights you would have worrying about it and the nervousness you would experience in the days leading up to the presentation. In fact, I have found that's the one and only benefit you get by retreating, a momentary avoidance of anxiety. Think about it for a moment. You can list any other benefits that people get when they refuse to confront their fears. मतलब basically वो क्या कह रहे हैं, हम जब भी refuse करते हैं किसी चीज़ को, हमारा reluctant होते हैं हम किसी भी चीज़ के लिए, नई चीज़ के लिए, तो क्या होता है, वो सिर्फ momentary avoidance of anxiety, बस एकदम से एक excitement हुई कि वो शायद कैसे होगा मुझसे, बस वो एक momentary satisfaction मिलता, उसके लिए we take a back seat. I have asked that question of thousands of people and nobody has been able to come up with any additional benefits. For good reason, there are none. हम अचानक से किसी भी चीज़ के लिए मना क्यों कर देते हैं? सिर्फ एक ही reason होता है कि हमें शांति मिल जाती है उस वक्त. Otherwise, क्या हम actually गिरे हुए हैं? No. कोई और reason है? No. The price you pay. Now I want to seriously consider the price you pay when you back away from those fears that are standing in the way of your growth. Here's what happens. Your self-esteem is lowered. You feel powerless and frustrated. You sabotage your success. You lead an uneventful, boring life. Is this a price worth paying for the short-term avoidance of fear and anxiety? Most of us are indeed willing to pay this dear price, simply to avoid temporary discomfort and possible ridicule from others. Trust me, folks, this is insane. In the long run, retreating is not the best way to handle your problem. You'll never be highly successful or develop your talents to the fullest unless you are willing to confront your fears. ये lesson अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है, पर हमारा time खत्म हो गया है. So we'll be doing it again tomorrow on day number 28. And the heading is My High School Strategy. With this, today's session is over. Priyanka signing off.